I am very excited to have back in studio a dear friend of mine. Brian Turco is here, who is the executive officer of the Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans. And there's a really big event that's going to be coming up later this month that we're going to talk about. But before we do that, Brian, I want to welcome you officially in the WACC studio. We've always done our interviews over the phone, but it's great to have you here.
We have. And I can't thank you so much for inviting me in, Melissa. It's great.
Of course.
Great.
Listen, that door is open for you anytime,
well,
Brian.
Thank you.
You know that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Probably the wrong person to say that to, but I appreciate it.
Well, it's there. It's out there, and now thousands of people have heard it, so I can't take it back.
Yeah.
Brian, tell us a little bit about Port 5, first of all.
Port 5. It's a National Association of Naval Veterans. We're inclusive to all veterans. We're one of the oldest veteran organizations in the country. Our roots go back to 1866.
Wow.
There was 41 ports at one point. We're the last of them. Port 5 was established in Salem, Massachusetts in 1886, and it moved to Bridgeport, Connecticut in 1933.
So cool.
Yeah, we do a lot. We do a lot for our local veterans. I don't think anybody does more.
And I run into Brian at everything.
Yes.
Anything going on in Bridgeport, Brian is there in uniform, and I'm always like, there he is. I mean, but you have to be. I think, talk about where Port 5 really, I think, blends so nicely into the Bridgeport community and beyond. I mean, you have so much support.
The city of Bridgeport has been phenomenal. The mayor, Joe Ganim, Gina Malero, she's just like his top person there. All of them, Dan Seamus, Tom Gill, they haven't said no to me for anything. The police, the fire department, they're all on board with this Tunnels to Towers that we're going to be talking about. I did an interview with Mayor Ganim on Channel 12 with Frank Recchia on Sunday.
That's awesome.
They support us beyond anything I could ask.
Mm. Why did Port 5 decide to get on board with Tunnels to Towers? As you just mentioned, I mean, that is something that has really taken off across the country. But what was it that drew Port 5, you and your team, to this?
Well, we always supported Tunnels to Towers because they supported first responders, but we are a veteran organization. Tunnels to Towers a few years ago decided to get heavily involved with eradicating veteran homelessness in America. It's something that I truly believe in, and I've taken it to heart, and that's why we've decided to get involved and host our very own 5K run walk event right at Port 5, right outside the gate, St. Mary's by the Sea, Black Rock. And last year was our first year.
How did it go last year?
Well, our goal from Tunnels to Towers for the first year was 100 signups and to raise $10,000. We had over 500 people sign up, and we raised $85,000. I couldn't believe it. Nobody could believe it. It was Tunnels to Towers couldn't believe it. It was incredible.
That's amazing. I love that. So where are we at this year?
Well, I was hoping you would ask.
You knew where I was going with that, Bri.
So on our page right now, we have over $100,000 raised.
100 just on the page?
Just on the page. That's just in sponsorships alone that are already with Tunnels to Towers down in Staten Island. I have another about $20,000 in sponsorships that I'm picking up this week. And that doesn't include another $15,000 in sign-up fees that is not included in that number, because we're at 600 people signed up expecting over 1,000.
Brian, who owes you a favor? What in the world? That's incredible.
That's what my boy Tommy Mazza from Tunnels to Towers asked me. He asked me what I had on these people. I have no idea. I got a $10,000 sponsorship from the Town Fair Tire Foundation 2 weeks ago. A guy texted me like 4:30 on a Saturday afternoon. His name is Dean Macchio. I was so excited. I said, thank you, Dan. I mean, he's got four letters in his name, and I misspelled his name.
It's just excitement. It's fine. The amount of times I've done that.
Yeah, I was... I'm speechless.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm overwhelmed.
I could feel it. I could feel that energy from you.
I don't want this to end, but I can't wait for 10 days to get here October 18th.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And then we have this whole post-race party, which is exploded.
Poor Brian Turco. He's trying to really, I feel like, make sense of it all, and also is very overwhelmed, but it's overwhelmed in a good way.
Yes.
I mean, I talk about that in this moment, Brian, when you look at year one to year two, exploding, first of all, beyond expectations last year, which is awesome in and of itself. But even before we get to the actual event on October 18th, beyond exceeding what I'm sure Port 5 was hoping for their annual event, why do you think there is such strong support? I mean, is it as simple as realizing the importance of our veterans? And I mean, something that is becoming more and more prevalent, which is homelessness, joblessness, mental health needs, not just for veterans, but the average person, but especially those who make the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes, all the above. You know, the first responder aspect of this is phenomenal.
Mm.
You know, those poor police officers up in Bristol that basically got murdered. You know, they pay, you know, if they had one,
the ambush
married,
attack.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, they paid off their mortgage. There's not an organization around that does that. I met Frank Stiller, the CEO of Tunnels to Towers. I showed you the picture. He is exactly who he is on TV as he is in real life. And, you know, he lost his brother on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
This is very emotional. When they got involved with the veteran homelessness, that's when Port 5 decided to get more involved. And they're doing it. He said he can eradicate veteran homelessness in America. It's an achievable goal. And I believe him. And Port 5 is on board with that. They're building these villages. They take a hotel. They redo it. They put it brand new. They put these veterans in there for free with no mortgage. They have job coaching skills. They have medical. They have mental health, which is important. I met Dennis Quaid last year at the gala. He was the guest speaker. What a great gentleman. He said he met a person, a homeless veteran, at the grand opening of the one in Houston. I think it was the first village that they opened up in the country. The gentleman was on the streets in Houston. He said, Dennis Quaid, you extended my life by 10 years. How do you quantify that?
Wow. That is emotional. That's wild. I mean, I would love to see, like, now we're kind of going down a rabbit hole, obviously, Ryan, but I'm going to go with you. Have you been able to either partner with or discuss or even talk about the reality of the money, for example, that's coming from Tunnels to Towers and in tackling this? I mean, can we create spaces like that here in Connecticut?
Yes. When I talked to Tunnels to Towers about doing this in Connecticut and earmarking money for here, they told me there are no homeless veterans in Connecticut. There's none on the books. Veterans, historically, we don't ask for help. And I think they're an underreported population in this state.
No question.
I'm working with several other VSOs right now, more so maybe in 2 weeks when I have a little free time to get that awareness.
Let me know if I can help.
I would appreciate that. And I will.
Yes. Let me know if I can help with that. One of the honors of my life, and while I did not win, didn't matter. The one and only time, I think the highest honor I've ever gotten in my broadcasting career of 15 years was I was nominated for a New York Emmy. And it was because the story was highlighting homeless and jobless veterans in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And this was when I was at News 12 in the early 2010 area, around there. But to your point, that was well over a decade ago.
Yeah.
And it was very underreported at that time as well.
I find that my fellow veterans are not looking for a handout. They're looking for a hand up.
Mm. That's so telling. And let me know if there's anything I can
do to help. I appreciate that.
In getting that story out there and trying to create those types of centers, especially because if the funding is there,
yes.
why not support the people who
agreed
we should be,
yes,
for sure. So at the expense of not making Brian Turco cry right here in our studio, let's talk about the Tunnels to Tower Foundation 5K, the run walk. It's coming to Bridgeport on October 18th. What can people expect?
Well, the ceremony will start at 8:30 in the morning, and we're hoping for great weather. I've been watching the weather forecast for 3 weeks, which is driving me crazy, even more crazier than I am. So we start off the morning with a full military ceremony at 8:30. We got the Connecticut Firefighters Pipes and Drums. My friend Kenny Walker and his guys are coming down. And ladies, the Port 5 Color Guard. We have Laura Basher, our soloist, Port 5 soloist, singing the national anthem. And we have our bugler, Paul Mayer, who will be playing taps.
That's awesome.
We kick off the race. We fire a cannon. Yeah.
So cool.
We're Port 5. That's what we do.
You're like, listen, we're either going to go big or go home.
We're firing a cannon. Some lady complained about, we have a DJ Jeff in the park for before the race. A lady complained he was too loud last year, and he says, Brian, some lady just came out in her nightgown yelling at me. I go, wait till we fire off the cannon.
You're like, oh, it's only going to get worse from here. Let me tell you. Come on now. All right. Listen, I love that. I love that.
We're expecting 1,000 runners. It's a beautiful route through St. Mary's by the Sea.
Gorgeous.
We have all kinds of military organizations participating. We have motorcycle cops coming from all kinds of organizations, plus the runners, fire departments. Very patriotic. After the race, 100 feet down the road at Port 5, inside our gate, we have a live band, two Jays, John Good from Simple Jim. He's a Port 5 member. His father's a Marine, a Port 5 member.
Wow.
We have 7 food vendors. All the food is free if you sign up for the race for $40.
Wow.
We got Aiden's Wiener World, Nelly's Balls, Taste Garden, which is a taco truck. I have Testo's coming down. We have the Italian Kitchen out of Fairfield. I got Jersey Mike's donating 1,000 sandwiches.
Amazing.
Get this. Sally's Pizza. Sally's. Making and delivering pizza for 1,000 people. I reached out to them. They got back to me within a day.
That's amazing.
These companies are phenomenal.
Mm.
And
they
then
care,
I have.
They care. They get it.
And then I have for, we have for post-race beverages, we have Uncle Don's Light. He's a Bridgeport fireman. We have Two Roads. We have Star Distributors, Wink, Seltzer, Long Drink, and Lynx Drinks. All donated, all free. It's going to be a full-on party afterwards.
Ah. That's amazing.
The outpouring of support from the community, these companies, these sponsors.
It's overwhelming.
I can't put it in words. It is overwhelming.
Yeah. And at the crux of it all, you know that you're doing something so important. This work is so important, and better supporting our veterans, finding them secure housing, getting them, as you mentioned, into a really great place after doing the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
Yes.
There is just nothing better to get behind. If people want to register, where do they go?
Well, you can go to the Port 5 website, port5usa.com, P-O-R-T-F-I-V-E-U-S-A.com, or you can go to Tunnels to Towers, and that's T2T.org, but you have to look up the Bridgeport race and hit the register button there.
Okay.
It's very simple.
I go to Port 5 USA. I always go to that
website.
Yeah,
you can find us on there. I'm asking for people to sign up. I want to hit 1,000 people. They say we will. I don't care if I get 2,000 people. More the merrier. You can donate. You can sign up. You don't have to run. You could walk. I'm still looking for sponsorships. If there's a corporation out there that wants to get on board, please just reach out. Email the email that's on the website, and I'll get back to you immediately.
I'm actually going to put all of this on our website, voiceofct.com. So if you don't have your pen and paper ready for you, don't worry. I got you covered. Just check out at the end of the show, voiceofct.com. It'll be attached to Brian's podcast there. Brian, I want to thank you for the work that you and all of Port 5, what you guys do. And like I said, if there's anything I could do further to help, you let me know. Okay.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
And that website again is Port 5 USA. Like I said, I'm going to put it on our website, voiceofct.com, as well as the email address that Brian had mentioned just before. And this is coming up on October 18th. Don't miss it. You will regret if you do miss it. It's an amazing annual event and expected to bring a lot of, again, needed support for our veterans locally.